And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Good morning and happy Purim.
Happy Purim to you too. How are you?
I am fine.
Well, you know, Purim is, you know, we always say, wow, from one year to the next year, Purim comes by so fast. And what is Purim going to be? Those beautiful kids holidays, and as well as adults, because it gives them the opportunity to bring out the child within them.
Yeah.
You know, they can dress up, and they can be
whatever they want to be,
and no one's going to laugh at them.
Yeah, and they say when Adar is in, the happiness is in. Mishenichnas Adar, marbim besimcha.
That's right. You have to increase in joy and happiness. You know, every year we talk about the story of Purim, so on and so forth. I thought to talk about especially how so relevant and important it is in this year, or any years that we've had. You know, really the real way of how do we survive as Jews, as well as you just reading in the story of Esther, the book of Esther, how do we survive? You know, in the story of Purim that we talk about in the book of Esther, it gives us really a clear analysis of the Jewish people. The Jews were dispersed over 127 provinces and lands, and their own, you know, still in ruins. The Jews undoubtedly differed rarely from one another in custom, garment, and tongue, according to the place of their dispersal. You know, they were in different places. Everyone had different customs.
Yeah.
And very much in the same way, the Jews in different lands differ nowadays. You know, everyone has their different custom. Where are you from? You know, you had that custom. You're from Morocco. You're from Poland. You're from this, so on and so forth. Yet, nevertheless, though they were Jews who would conceal their Jewishness, Haman, the enemy of the Jews, recognized the essential qualities and characteristics of the Jews, which made all of them, with or without their consent, if they revealed it, they didn't reveal it, into one people. Namely, their laws are different from those of any other people, as it says in the book of Esther. So Haman, the evil guy, saw beyond the fact of, oh, this one speaks this language, he has this custom. He looked at the fact that he was able to see that that person's a Jew, and that was it. Hence, in his wicked desire to annihilate the Jews, Haman seeks to destroy all the Jews, young and old, children and women. And although they were in those days two Jews who strictly adhered to the Torah of Mitzvot, and Jews who religious ties with their people, you know, were weak, you know, or really sought to assimilate themselves, yet none could escape the classification of them being at all one people, and even included in Haman's cruel decree. Now, in all ages that we live in, there are Haman. Yet, if you look at it, we've outlived them, thank God. So the question is what is our secret really to survival? And I think really the best way to answer this is really from the following illustration. Now, when a scientist seeks to ascertain the laws governing a certain phenomenon, or to discover the essential properties of a certain element in nature, he must undertake a series of experiments under the most, you know, varied conditions in order to discover those properties or laws which pertain under all conditions alike. No true scientific law can be deduced from a minimum number of experiments, or from experiments on this similar that maybe was done beforehand. For the result as to what is essential and what is secondary wouldn't be conclusive. Each scientific thing has to be done each one has to be done individually. Now the same people, the same really principle should be applied to all the people of our generation, the Jews, because if we look, we were was, you know, the oldest in the world, the beginning, its national history from the revelation of Mount Sinai over 3,300 years ago. And in the course of these long centuries, our people, the Jews, have lived under extremely, extremely varied conditions in the most different times, the most difficult places in the world. And if we wish to discover the essential elements making up the cause and very basis of the existence of our people, and the strength, the unique strength that we have, we must conclude that it's not the peculiar physical, mental characteristics that we're so smart. It's not the tongue, the way that we speak, or the manners, or the customs that we may be perceived to be. Nor even is it because maybe racial purity. This one's more pure than the other, so on and so forth. The essential element which unites us, dispersed and scattered people, because we are all just scattered everywhere, and making it one people through wherever we are, regardless of the time, is one thing, is the Torah and the mitzvot. The Jewish way of life, which has remained basically the same throughout the ages and in all places. In conclusion, really, if you think about it, is beyond any doubt that the Torah and the mitzvot, which made our people indestructible on the world scene. You know, we're inventing. We're doing so many different things. And Purim teaches us the age-old lesson, which has been verified even most recently, that no matter the assimilation, not even that it's gone through so many generations, provides an escape for Haman's and Yimach Shemayim, you should be wiped off, Hitler's, nor can any Jew sever his ties with his people by attending some such state. Regardless of what level of observance or what you want to do in your life, you'll never be able to sever yourself from the Jewish people. On the contrary, our salvation and existence depends precisely upon the fact that their laws, in other words, the other nations' laws, are different from those of any other of our people. And Purim reminds us that through the strength of our people as a whole, and each individual Jew or Jewess, brings us closer to our roots, brings us closer to God. And with that, by us remembering that we should add all the time with the physical and spiritual strength and goodness and kindness, which really goes hand in hand with the Jewish life. And with that, I want to be able to wish everyone, you know, a happy and joyous Purim. That we should be freed from all the Haman and the types of the Amaleks, the people that are trying to destroy us, the enemies of the Jews, both with that they want to destroy us physically and spiritually. And with that, we will have a peaceful, happy year that will be free of all this trouble. And the only way that we can do that is if we unite, regardless of who we are, and remember and be proud of who we are. And with that, that's what helped with the story of Esther and Purim.
So what are the costumes on Purim?
So costumes of Purim, you know, everyone can have different types of costumes that they want to wear. There really isn't a specific costume that people wear. You know, people dress up as Queen Esther, Achashverosh, Superman, Batman, whatever they want to be. You know, it just gives them the opportunity, and that's the whole concept, that we don't get judged of who we are on the outside. We really get judged of who we are on the inside, no matter what we're going to portray outwards, and that's the idea of a costume, right? We portray who we would like to maybe be, but that's not really who we are.
Yeah, and what costumes, what do people do to each other, like Mishloach Manot?
Well, you have the four mitzvot of Purim, which is eating a meal, a feast, giving gift baskets one to the other, to another friend, giving money to the poor, to two different poor people, and to hear the Megillah, which just shows it's not all about me. it's an inclusive thing. It's about everyone together. We want to be able to get everyone involved. Give presents one to the other. Take care of the poor people. And that's what really Purim is all about. The essence of Purim is not about me, but how I can make a difference and change in this world. Like we see with Esther, who risked her life and became the queen and saved all the Jews.
And there is a big party tonight at the Jewish Community Center.
There's a big party in the Jewish Community Center, the gym. We're going to have a Megillah reading, and it starts at 5 o'clock, an entertainer and dinner. So it will be a beautiful Purim party.
That's great. So I wish you happy Purim and to all
you
our
too.
Listeners. And come tonight to the JCC. What time is it?
5 o'clock is the Megillah reading.
5 o'clock, the Megillah reading. And for sure, we're going to have Hamantashens.
Oh, absolutely.
And what is the cost?
$15 an adult, and the child 12 and under is free, thanks to an anonymous donor in the community that doesn't want kids to pay.
That's great. So, Rabbi, I wish you happy Purim.
You too, and it should be a happy year for everyone without any worries or without any people that are trying to destroy us in the state of Israel. It should only be a happy and peaceful year.
No Hamans.
Yeah, exactly. Get rid of the Hamans.
That's it. So, thank you again. And
you too. As they say in Yiddish, Afreilich and Purim. Purim Sameach.
Purim Sameach to all of us.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.